Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You some bitches get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Still waiting to get that message. Black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hills and the smells of North America, broadcasting all around the world. Right now, you can hear us right now in Africa, in Azania, in Mauritania. You can hear us right now in England, in London. You can hear us in France. We're coming from you live right now, coming right to you from the hills and the smells of North America. And as always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor. I count this a pleasure to be able to broadcast and talk to you from this platform that we know of and have established, and we consider it Black Power Radio, the voice of the people. The voice of revolutionary black nationalism, the voice of revolutionary Pan-Africanism, the voice of the new Black Panther Party, the official broadcast. I say to you, brothers and sisters, buckle your safety belt and buckle your seat belt. It is guaranteed to be a bumpy ride for the enemy, and it's going to be a smooth ride. It's going to be smooth sailing for all of you descendants of African slaves, the descendants, the sons and mothers and daughters and fathers of Africa. Hell, it's going to be a smooth ride for you and a bumpy ride for our enemies. I open up giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, the Most High God, the Supreme Being. And when I say Most High, we ain't talking about no carcinogens or no drugs. We're talking about a Supreme Being. That's what I'm talking about, the original man, the original woman, because without that woman, you don't have a God. There is no God without a goddess. The original man and the original woman, the black man and the black woman. We give thanks to the black God of our universe, giving thanks for seeing another day to be able to fight for liberation and to fight for freedom, and to fight for truth, and to fight for salvation, and to fight for justice, and to continue to carry on the bloody stained banner, the war tattered stained banner of the Panther. We open up this show, of course, in the name and in the spirit of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, unrelenting and uncompromising with the enemy, talking about a black man who said that his purpose on this planet, his sole purpose on this planet, although he could play football, although he could play basketball, and he did both, although he would hike, and although he would do a lot of other things. He said his sole purpose on this planet was to give our open enemy, the oppressor, sometimes blue-eyed, sometimes brown-eyed, sometimes green-eyed, no matter what the eye, the oppressor, the devil, huh? Said his purpose was to give him hell from the cradle to the grave. And I bear witness that in every ounce of his life and his being, that's what that black man did. We're talking about the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who lives on through the new Black Panther Party and those who we taught. We say Ashe, we come to you, and who the man that I represent and the man who is our national chairman, we come to you representing an attorney at war, a man who realizes that this world is built on falsehood, that we have been miseducated, that we have been tricked, and as Malcolm say, hoodwinked and bamboozled and led astray. We come to you representing a black man who has, for most of his life, understood that his destiny was to fight and to organize a mentally dead and mentally asleep people and organize us to life and to self-determination. We're talking about a black man who now serves and has been serving as the longest standing chairman of any Panther regiment. It does not matter what Panther regiment that you're talking about, whether you're talking about the regiments that formed underneath Max Stanford in New York, whether you're talking about the regiments that formed in the Northern California chapter, whether you're talking about the original chapters that formed in Chicago that were independent of the Oakland branch headed by Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. No matter what regiment that you're talking about, even if you go all the way back and take it to 1965 in Lowndes County, Alabama, no matter what regiment you're talking about with this Panther, this black man is the longest standing. And let's not forget to mention the Oakland, California branch. He is the longest standing national chairman of any Panther regiment ever assembled in the hells and smells of North America and abroad. I'm talking about the five-star general, student organizer from Howard University, and premier leader and leadership in the hells and smells of North America. I'm talking about a man that I represent to you and am proud to present to you tonight, our national chairman, Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Giving thanks to our ancestors and all our freedom fighters, and giving thanks to you for tuning in to another beautiful, power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. And it is on tonight, black man and black woman, as you will hear from our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and you will hear him in a historic event, almost unprecedented event, interview our big brother, a man who is fresh out of the lion's den, for those of you that understand that scripture. He's fresh out of the furnace of affliction. He's fresh out of the cage of the white man, but really, I believe he comes to us with a renewed spirit and a renewed heart to continue to fight this beast. This is a black man who was shifted and shaped and molded by the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And so the one thing that these demons didn't count on was that, just like the black power general say, the hell, we like baby's kids. We don't die, we multiply. When you lock us down, you're only locking down our bodies, but you damn sure are not locking down our minds. You're darn sure aren't locking down our hearts, and you're not locking down our will. And so we are able to bear witness, and he is able to bear witness that even though he is been behind the bars, that his mind, his heart, and his spirit, and his soul all the time has been with this revolutionary movement. And more than ever, he is able to say now that COINTELPRO is real, and that he already knew that this new Black Panther was real, this movement he has sacrificed his life and limb and gotten shot for with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He already knew that it was real, so it really serves to us now to pay attention and know for our own self now that this movement is real. There's one thing about it. You know who's with you when you get in them kind of positions. And I'm happy to say that the new Black Panther Party and others was able to step up and represent for our brother and our comrade and our national chief of staff, our brother who you will hear from tonight and will be interviewed tonight on Black Power Radio, our minister Hashim Nzinga. We say black power to you, sir. Black power to you, sir, and all power to the people. We appreciate you and appreciate what you're doing and your sacrifice. This journey did not just start for Minister Hashim Nzinga, just like it did not start for our attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. All of us are fully aware of the consequences of organizing black people, as we have too many examples in the past and in the present of what happens when too many of us, and really even just one of us, begins to organize for black people. But there was a special moment in history, an unfortunate, tragic moment brought together by the divine, by the name of Trayvon Martin, that brought together black men and women from all around the world. And it took this black man, Minister Hashim Nzinga, under the leadership of our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, to make the call and to organize for justice in the case of Trayvon Martin, and to organize for Brother Trayvon Martin's family, whereas the Sanford police would not move, and they refused to prosecute one of their own and altogether really let him go. It was this new Black Panther Party that so many of you speak ill of, and that so many of you second guess, and that so many of you believe what the white media say about us. It was this new Black Panther Party that put pressure on the Sanford Pig Department, Police Department, and put pressure on the local authorities and even government authorities to put that Zimmerman behind bars. And we say clearly, that if you will not give justice according to your own law and the paper that is written on, then we are within our God-given rights and our lawful rights to organize when a felony has been presented and when a crime has been presented, and to organize for self-determination. And as the Black Power generals say, all of us are victims of a Holocaust, and so there are crimes committed against the black man and woman every day. But I'm happy to say that the new Black Panther Party has organized 9 ministries. We have organized 9 ministries, and we're adding to it every single day. 9 national ministries to serve the basic needs, wants, and desires of the black community, and ultimately produce a functional, provisional government that can serve us independent of the white man's society and independent of any oppressing, bootlicking, buff dancing Negroes. We're talking about 9 ministries that are in place now. Just for an example, talking about a ministry of defense. In the little bit of time I got left here, a ministry of defense that is guaranteed to organize black men, train black men and women to answer the cries of the people against the likes of a killer Zimmerman or police brutality or neo-Nazi threats or whatever, black-on-black crime and street tribe violence, a lawful ministry of defense, if organized properly in your cities, can answer the issues of the black man and black woman. As Flavor Flav would say, 911 is a joke. Some of you, when you dial 911, you don't even get a response, or you get a late response. It's time out for calling 911 for an emergency when you can dial the NVPP and get a direct response and a national ministry of justice. We're forming a national ministry of education that will involve the likes of a James Smalls and involve the likes of a Leonard Jeffries and involve the likes of a Ashraf Kwesi and involve the likes of a Wesley Muhammad and involve the likes of you brilliant ones amongst us in the educational field, spearheaded by our brother, Brother James Muhammad. We invite all of you, learned ones, those of you who have degrees, those of you who have been to college, those of you who are even, as we say, street scholars, those of you that can educate and undo the miseducation of the Negro, so-called Negro, we are pulling you to a ministry of education. We're pulling you to a ministry of agriculture, spearheaded by our sister there in Selma, Alabama, Sister Lady Freedom, with the help of our big brother, Brother Ridley Muhammad, and the Nation of Islam. We are inviting you to participate in the engine of a nation, in the engine of nationhood, which is agriculture. Inviting you to participate and have a land of your own, but not only land of your own, tomatoes of your own, apples of your own, carrots of your own, cows of your own, horses of your own, everything that it takes to grow your own, feed your own, and provide for your own. We're pulling that into a national ministry of agriculture. It takes agriculture. I don't care how much kung fu you know. I don't care how much revolutionary quotes you can say. I don't care how many videos of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz you have watched. If you're not interested in agriculture, you cannot properly talk about revolutionary black nationalism. How is it that you can control your own land, but you don't have your own land? How can you talk about having black power, but we cannot control the land that is under our feet? See, that's a real threat to the enemy. We're talking about some real agriculture, getting a real green thumb. Getting down and getting into the earth and getting some of this good earth to call our own, a national ministry of agriculture, pulling you to a national ministry of health. Some of us are so sickly. Some of our blood pressure is so high. Diabetes kicking our behind. Huh? Talking about immune system deficiencies. Talking about cancers and talking about arthritis and pains. In all of our joints, we're so sickly that even if we wanted to have a revolution, we couldn't have a revolution because our health is not together. We're just, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught, we're so high all the time. Blunts so big, so many chemicals in our system, we couldn't plan our way out of a wet paper bag. We got to begin to discuss a national ministry of health. We got to begin to deal with the real issues that affect our bodies, affect our hearts, and affect our minds. We're pulling the health department together. You know, when you go to these hospitals, if you don't have the right kind of insurance and don't have the right kind of money, you're not going to get the proper treatment. And sometimes, even when you got money, you don't get the right kind of treatment. We have to begin to build our own medical facilities. The Black Panthers of the 60s started with small medical clinics. We have to, in 2012, begin to organize independent medical clinics. We got to reach out to the Dr. Mutulu Shakurs, who organized with acupuncture, to heal those who are on drugs and stop the addiction to crack cocaine and dope. We got to begin to build a real ministry of health. And that's going on right now. We got to build a real ministry of justice. A real ministry of justice. As we talked about the 911 being a joke, you got to begin to organize your own affairs and deal with your own justice in your own community. If we have a disproportionate amount of black men and women who are now behind bars, meaning we're being targeted for criminalization, that means that we have to be able to offset the targeting and counterbalance that which is going on from the criminal justice system. We got to begin to have juries of our own, juries of our own peers. We got to begin to have some fair trials, and we got to begin to have a force that will put pressure on these no good beast judges and all of those who put us behind bars. So there's so much more I could give, but I don't want to belabor the point. I want to say that if you want to join this movement, make sure you give us a call, your text only, 904-613-0729, 904-613-0729 to get involved with all of these ministries and more. And so it is my honor at this time, my brothers and my sisters, to bring before you the man that I talked about, who is at war with this beast on a daily and consistent basis, 24 hours a day. He is the longest standing chairman and our national chairman. Help me to welcome Black to Black Power Radio, your big brother and champion. This is our attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. All power to the people. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep, free the land, and black laws for all black people. Giving honor to God, the God of our forefathers and the God of our lives, I bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. I bear witness to all of the prophets of Scripture, but I say if we search the text of the Bible, we will find no other people fitting the description of the lost brother or the lost sister or the lost sheep than we, the 40 or the 50 million or more mentally, morally, and spiritually dead black men and women here in the hells of North America. The Bible says we've been lost, lost from our names, lost from our language, lost from our religion, our culture, our God, and many of us by the way we act, that we have even lost our mind. But we thank that God for coming as he was written and prophesied that he would come and that he should come to seek and to save that which was lost. And we can find the presence of that God and that Messiah, that messianic force, that resurrected Osiris or Aset, coming forth by the day, Heru in the west, the presence of God in the west, the presence of Heru in the west, the presence of the Messiah in the west, coming after that sheep that was lost. I speak of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I speak of Master Farad Muhammad and him raising up the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I speak of Minister Malcolm X. I speak of one of the boldest black men in the annals of time, the Honorable Dr. Comrade Huey P. Newton. I speak of Kwame Ture. I speak of H. Rap Brown as he's locked behind bars. I speak of all of the greats that have stood for the liberation of our people. But if I live to be 1,000 or the ripe old age of Methuselah, I could never thank God enough for a bold, bald-headed black man, a well-learned man, a strong man, a father figure in my life, even though I didn't quite understand it at that time, a brilliant black man, a consistent, dedicated, and principled black man, born to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. He will forever be our black power general and our revolutionary compass and our revolutionary conscience. I speak of Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And in their names and in his name, we are black again on Black Power Radio, the number one blog radio, internet radio in Black America, Black Power Radio, the radio broadcast of the new Black Panther Party, is number one with the white man too, here in the hells of North America. We're back, dear brothers and sisters, for a very special evening and a very special hour. I will be your host for the remainder of the broadcast, and certainly I have very, very special guests. But I have to thank our host and the leader of our Ministry of Communications in the Panther Party and a Black Power Movement, our national spokesman and my national spokesman. What better spokesman could the new Black Panther Party have? What better national spokesman could I be blessed to have? One that is in tune and with the rhythm and the motion and the practice of the organization and its leadership, and speaks well in the defense and the development of our program. I speak of Minister Sean Kwali, and to the others who are working hard in this hour, the strong members of the new Black Panther Party Central Committee who are fighting in this hour to lay the planks in the building of this movement, as we're building a mighty movement all across America and all across the world. So I give a big shout out to Minister Kimor Arim Shabazz in Senegal, our powerful young representative to the French-speaking world, Minister Kimor Arim Shabazz, also known as Kimi Siba. I give a big shout-out strong over there to England, to Comrade Huey Rose, who is our international ambassador and making friends for us in all walks of life in Africa and in Asia. I give thanks again to God, the ancestors, and Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I thank all of them for the new Black Panther Party leadership that's fighting again around the world. Dr. Perrier, fighting in the Isles of the West Indies. I give thanks to all of the soldiers and comrades right here in the hills of North America. Down in Florida, Minister Mikhail Muhammad, Minister James Muhammad. In Atlanta, a bold Black woman, Sister Nadia Shakur, Queen Commander. Right up off here in Washington, D.C., our National Minister of Justice and my comrade and my companion, Minister and Imam Akbar Abdul Karim Bilal, our National Assistant in the Central Region, Sister Amira Sankofa, our elder from the Black Panther Party of the 60s in Cleveland, Ohio, Brother Big Brother Abdul Kahar, all of the comrades and the warriors in the mighty state of New Jersey that are holding the front line in this hour, Brother Sharif, Sister Keisha, Brother Zaid, and others on the front lines, New York City, Shah, Shahid, Khadijah, Chrissy, the new Black Panther Party is on the rise. Up off in the West Coast, big shout out to our chairman, Brother Mike, who has gone from the East even out to the West, and now the new Black Panther Party is in good hands, and young people rising up in Los Angeles, young people rising up in Atlanta, young people rising up all over America, and they're flocking to the new Black Panther Party. That's good news for Black people, and that's bad news for the enemy. And I have good news tonight on this radio broadcast. Yes, the Panther Party won't die. We multiply. And the goddess Maat is with us. The force and the spirit and the power of the goddess Maat and the original God who created heavens and earth just won't leave us alone. And the Sankofa bird is resting on our shoulders, and the ancestors are living and walking and breathing through us in our lifetime, as they did in our leader. They have been transferred on our shoulders. And so there's no need for you just to read about Comrade Huey P. Newton and think that that's all that God has given you to stand up strong for Black people. There's no need for you just to read about how he gave you a minister, Malcolm X, a most honorable Elijah Muhammad, a Marcus Mosiah Garvey, Rosa Parks, Fannie Lou Hamer, France Fanon, Stephen Biko, all of the greats that have come before us. No need for you to believe that black struggle and liberation and hopes for a nation of our own is just a topic in history. When we are walking in Malcolm's shoes, walking in Huey Newton's shoes, walking in Khalid Muhammad's shoes, walking in Farrakhan's shoes, walking in Garvey's shoes, walking in Elijah's shoes, live in real time. Good evening. This is Black Power Radio. This is not where we just talk about revolution and talk about what's in the news. God damn it, we are the news. And we are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And God is with us. Look at all of our enemies surrounding us, gnawing and gnashing at their teeth. Look at the fiery flame and furnace that's around us. Yet like Daniel and the Hebrew boys, look inside of the fiery furnace, and we are still alive and standing strong and growing in the hells of North America. Can't you see what is happening before your very eyes? All praise is due to Allah. Give me a minute. Dear brothers and sisters, in the radio listening audience, oh, you should listen to this sermon tonight as I prepare to bring on a very special guest, a dear comrade and brother of mine and a son of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Our father has had many sons, and one of his best sons will be on in a few moments. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God is with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, a black God and a black Christ and a black Messiah. Now, let's take it a little bit further as I prepare to bring my brother on so we can have a nice fireside chat. Tune in and listen carefully. Our father has had many children and many sons, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And any sons of his right now in the radio listening audience, put your black fist up right now if you're a son of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Some of you traveled with him. Some of you had intimate experiences with him. Some of you didn't know him personally at all. But you heard the word, and you heard the fiery flamethrower, or you saw his videos, and you love Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and you have heard his witnesses who have witnessed for him for the past 11 years and have witnessed to the revolutionary divinity of our revolutionary father. But the man I'm going to bring on here this evening for an interview, he's a special son for Khalid Muhammad. He's a special son of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, but he's also a child of God. And he's been through some tough times lately. He's been through some times of persecution. He's been persecuted for the namesake of the new Black Panther Party. He has been persecuted for holding on to the legacy of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. He has been persecuted for being a comrade, an ally, and a chief of staff, and a brother, and a, like a black angel to his brother and his chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. This one have been locked down in the dungeons of white America, in his filthy jails, where they incarcerate black men as a matter of business in modern-day slavery. This one, taken down and far away from us, and we're so thankful that God has given him back to us. We're so thankful that as he was trapped behind the bars, trapped behind the walls in the belly of the beast, back there with goddamn skinheads, back there with a few friends, but many enemies. Some brothers deranged, driven crazy by this system and society. Some brothers out of their damn mind, certainly without security. One of our top officials, our national chief of staff, Minister Hashim Nzinga, locked behind bars. Locked down, taken from us, hurtful, painful, stressful, on him, and certainly on us. But I got good news tonight, and you can put a smile on your face. Tonight is a night that the devil is mad because he has missed the one that he thought he had. Tonight is the night, devil, that you will be very mad because you have missed the one that you thought you had. And now the new Black Panther Party leadership lineup is stronger than ever. It's stronger than ever. If it was an NFL football team, it'd be picked for the Super Bowl. I'm so blessed by God. I just have to bear witness. I am blessed. I'm blessed to have a handful of aces in the deck, in my hand, from the deck, a handful of aces. Top leadership, well-trained ministers, military men, military women, thinking women, thinking men, professionals, business people, ex-gang bangers, young, strong, with stamina. I got good news for you, Black America. God is blessing you. God is blessing you to keep us going for you. Jesus tells us in Luke the story of the prodigal son, and talks about one of the sons of a father, and the son wanted the part of his father's estate or his inheritance early. He didn't want to wait till his father passed on. He was an impatient young man. And so he wanted his estate or his inheritance early, and after harassing and gaining it from his father, he stood off and went off on a long journey to a distant land. And he acted a fool in that land and wasted his fortune on wild living. Soon the son, in a foolish way, ran all of his money out, and a famine hit the country where he was, and the prodigal son found himself in dire circumstances. Prodigal means wasteful and extravagant. He had to take a job, though he came from a high and esteemed and noble family from good stock. He had to take a job feeding pigs. He was so destitute and broke, he even wanted to eat the food that the pig was eating. And no, he was eating the pig, not only eating the pig, but eating the pig, the food that the pig was eating. And out of the number one and two, you better bet that's the number two for all you hog eaters in the audience. I'm talking to Reverend Hogmaw, Reverend Pigfoot. Let me get back to my subject. He took a job feeding pigs and so destitute that he even got down and ate the slop that the pigs ate. The prodigal son fell from grace. Finally, he came to his senses. And remembering his father, and in humility, the son atoned for his foolishness and decided to return to his father and ask for forgiveness and mercy. The Father had been waiting and watching and waiting and wondering, yearning to receive his son back with open arms and compassion. The Father loved his son. And the Father was overjoyed at the return of his lost son. And immediately the Father turned to his servants and asked them upon the return of the son home, asked them to prepare a giant feast and celebration for that one who was lost but now found, for that one who had been lost away, robbed and spoiled in a riotous living, but that God had blessed to bring him home to his father. Meanwhile, upon the return of the prodigal son, the older son was not happy at all. He was out there. He had been loyal to the father. He had been dedicated to the laws and the statutes and the commandments of the father. He had been working the fields and laboring and working the fields and doing everything that the father had desired. And he discovered that a party was going on to celebrate the younger brother's return. And he was angry. He was mad. Yo, he was pissed off. He went into a jealous rage and said that he had not accused the father of not even giving him a goat to slaughter. While he is now throwing a big party for this one that went away and wasted everything and wasted his blessings and had come back home. And so the father tried to reason with him and dissuade him and persuade him and tell him, don't worry, look, everything I have is yours. Everything, son, I have is yours. Relax. But rejoice now, because this one that had been lost is now found. Remember this, dear brothers and sisters, as I prepare to bring our brother on. God is always looking in your life and looking to see how you will react to real crisis and trauma in your life. God is never through with you when you go down and when you're under attack and when you think you're losing everything. As long as you got the right spirit and the right mindset, the black God that I know of is a merciful God and a loving God and a redeeming God and a kind God and a caring God and a redeeming God. And that God here is telling you to welcome Minister Hashim Nzinga on the radio tonight. That God, that Father, and our Father, Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, is telling you tonight that this son who had lost his way momentarily, this son who had given us such great efforts and work in our liberation struggle, such great service on the battlefields across America, from Dallas, Texas to, from all cities around America, even around the world, from high-tech media to on-the-ground service and labor, he give us much. Yes, he may not be perfect, but who amongst us is? Yes, he is not without flaw, but who amongst us is? I present to you tonight, dear brother, one of the best in the bounds of North America, one of our favorite sons and a man chosen by God to help us in this mission, chosen by God to help Dr. Khalid Muhammad in this mission, chosen by God to help God in this mission, and he's certainly chosen to help me in this mission. I bring on to you, for our interview tonight, my best friend, my comrade, my ally, the blood brother that I, my other blood brother from another mother, our brother, our national chief of staff, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Come on, black man, are you there?
Black power.
Black power, Hashim.
Thank God for technology. Thank God for the brother who put the transmitter in the phone, Frederick Jones.
How you feel?
Brother, they taught me to take my time before I can get on them right. They told me slow down and take my time. First thing I want to say, I want to thank the New Black Panther Party for standing strong in my family and my time of need. I want to thank the great warrior attorney and my best friend in the world and brother Malik Zulu Shabazz for rounding up a great attorney team. I want to thank my brother Mawali Mel Davis and his law firm and sister attorney Tanya Morgan for standing strong for justice. And I want to thank my God for making my enemy my footstool. Brother, I want to say this to the Atlanta chapter and chapters around the country. Anybody who sent a prayer up, I want to thank you. I want to thank Reverend Rice out here in Atlanta and Brother Bozeman and so many. I want to thank Erica Badu, Bun B, Webby, Marcus Roach of Phil Entertainment and all the ones who came strong when we needed them too. But most of all, I want to thank Khalid Muhammad for getting me ready for this. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like y'all to get some pencils and papers because we got a beast to destroy. And this beast is a deadly beast. And 120 days in jail is not going to break me. It's not going to break my spirit. Matter of fact, it rebuilt me because the God I serve, say when you want to pray, take yourself in a closet and pray in secret because he come in secret and he already know what you're going to pray for. So sometimes he had to take us away to put us on the right road. And who am I to cry over 120 days when if you know the gospel, if you know God, the Son of God, Jesus, had 12 disciples. Some people say 12 messengers. Some people say 12 prophets. Out of the 12, Attorney Shabazz, 10 was crucified or assassinated by the Romans. John the Baptist's head was cut off and served on a platter. And then the 11th was paid by the government to betray Jesus, and then they crucified Jesus. Who am I to cry about 120 days when I read, and now our big brother Geronimo Pratt is an ancestor at 63 years old, went to jail in 1972 under the original party and spent 27 years and was let out for something he didn't do and only got to live with his family a short time before he passed. Who am I to cry?
Go ahead.
When Dr. King was shot in the neck in Memphis for hours for us to keep marching. Who am I to cry? When Megger Everett, June 12, 1963, was shot in the back in front of his wife and children for civil rights. Who am I to cry when we know Dr. Malachi York has been locked up over 9 years in Denver and next to Brother Jamil Amin, been over 12 years, and Brother Amir in Philadelphia over 20 years. Who am I to cry because I got to pay some dues? I'm going to tell you now, man, this beast and this evil go way back. I mentioned Megger Everett, 1963 he died. After he died, Kennedy called his family to the White House and created the Civil Rights, framed the Civil Rights Bill to help black folk who was being bombed in Alabama, to help Emmett Till who was being killed in 1955 in Money, Mississippi, to try to bring some kind of sense to the madness of this nation who was killing Africans at home. And then if you read the Jet magazine, page 12, the June issue of 2010, it says 70% of the Department of Justice civil rights attorneys quit their jobs between 2003 and 2007 out of frustration because the Bush administration wouldn't let them do their job. How can Megger ever get shot down in 1963 for civil rights? And here we are, 70% of the attorneys, instead of fighting the good fight and fighting Bush and fighting the system, quit their jobs, 70% out of frustration because they couldn't do their jobs and they want to make me some kind of criminal. The hell with them. I'm like my brother Gail Scott Heron. It's winter in America, and the revolution won't be televised. I want to tell you, man, let's get on this Zimmerman case. We ain't going to leave this alone. We're going to get deeper into it. This white boy who want to claim white and should be fighting with us for the Alamo. George Zimmerman. Let's look at this. And look at this real close. They want to try to act like this white boy is such an angel out there. He ran around and got a gun because the niggas was coming. And here we are in July, just past July 4th. They never said the niggas was coming. They said the British was coming. problems be riding his horse. He said, the British are coming. The British are coming. It was white-on-white crime in America. And then they went stole some black man, some Africans from the civilization of Africa. And then brought us over here and called us a nigger. And now they saying the niggers are coming. No, the British was coming. Blame it where it, put it where it's supposed to go. But let's go back to this Zimmerman for the sake of facts and for the sake of the white man who's recording this. But they know they better punish his ass when it come time. Let's look at this. Here he is. They saying he went got a gun. This what they call neighborhood watch because he was so afraid of black people. But it's printed. It's printed in the Week, a magazine called The Week, May 11, 2012. It clearly states that Zimmerman went and bought a Tech PF 9.9 millimeter handgun, a lightweight weapon. Not because the niggas was coming. He bought it because of a pit bulldog named Big Bo. He said Big Bo was attacking his mother-in-law. Big Bo was attacking his wife. So he went and got some pepper spray. And his own record, and it shows on the county record that a county animal service officer came to his house and told Zimmerman, if you spray a pit bulldog with some pepper spray, pit bulldog is going to attack me the more. You need a 9mm. So he went and bought a gun for a damn dog, not for a black man. Let's look at this Angel Zimmerman. In 2005, a restraining order was filed on him by his queen. And then shortly after that, he shoved a police officer after he was caught in a bar drinking and buying a minor alcohol. He shoved an officer and refused to be arrested and got arrested. If a black man shoved a police officer, he'll get shot 51 times. But here go this Zimmerman, shoves a police officer, and he goes to jail. And because of white privilege, guess what happened? He gets from shoving a police officer, he go to anger management. So now he does anger management. Then he got a fiance in August of that year. And before you know it, she put a restraining order on him. Now here we go. This man got two restraining orders on him from people he's supposed to love, from his queens. And then he's fighting police officers, and he gets convicted of it, and all he gets is anger management. So you got a man that will fight his wives, fight police, but he's supposed to be so sanctified. So here he is on the night that he killed our little baby brother who was walking down the street eating some Skittles and drinking tea and minding his own business. And we got to mention his name, Trayvon Martin, and let his spirit come on his phone. And here this baby is walking home to watch a basketball game, talking to his little queen, and Zimmerman going to Walmart to get a damn light bulb or some batteries for his calculator. And he see the baby walking down the street, and he called 911. And he don't say a little baby is walking down the street eating Skittles and drinking tea. No, he says a black male look like he up to something and look like he's on some drugs. How you know a man on drugs if you ain't did a blood test? How you know a man on drugs if you ain't looked him in the eye? He's walking down the street with a hoodie on. You driving your car past him. You ain't even on the watchman duty. You going to Walmart, old racist bastard. You murdering, killing.
Hashim.
And then you turn around.
Hashim, hold 1 second. Hashim.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Look, I gotta cut him off for 1 second. Brothers and sisters, you know that a minister in the New Black Panther Party been locked down for 90 days. When they come out, all they want to do is teach. But I want to cut in for 1 second, sir, because I have to interview you because people want me to ask you some questions. They want to hear these questions. And I'm going to ask you about Zimmerman, too, and how it relates to your arrest.
Okay. Well, you better get to it. I'm sorry, bro.
But he's fired up. Let's give him a strong black hand, brothers and sisters. Everybody in the radio listening audience, he comes right out the gate roaring. That's the man we know and love. But I want to ask you, brother, what gives you this spirit right now? First of all, tell us what happened when you got locked down. How was it, and how did it, in your opinion, relate to Zimmerman? And your involvement with the New Black Panther Party efforts and your involvement with your chairman and how that related to you being locked down and what happened. What happened when it all went down, sir?
Well, as you know, the system that we're dealing with calculates everything. They make no mistakes when they come at us. After I was following the orders of the national chairman and the following the orders of our God and the spirit of righteousness. And we were fighting for our young baby Zimmerman, our young brother Zimmerman. I mean, excuse me, Trayvon. And we went on CNN. First of all, let me say, the reason I was locked down is because of a check that was 6 years old that they never properly got to me to process. And by the time they got to me 5 years later, it was just too late. And so it was a check violation, but they was treating me like I was Charles Manson with an army tank in downtown Atlanta. But anyway, what happened is I took a plea. It was a 3-year probation, no reporting, no nothing. All I have to do is go in and pay my probation officer, and I'm done. The day I go in to pay my probation officer, well, let me go back just a second so the audience can understand what's happening. I took this plea in February, and they told me my probation officer was going to call me within 30 days or write me in 30 days, and then I was supposed to go see him. I got information from different sources that I'd probably be best to turn my firearm over so it wouldn't be no mess, even though I wasn't instructed by the judge, wasn't instructed by a probation officer, or nobody in the state of Georgia. So I wisely got my son, who is a legal citizen in this country and 26 years old, to go to my home and get my firearm and take it to a pawn shop where he'd been dealing with these people at the pawn shop buying guns and trading guns for over 2 years. So he took the gun to the pawn shop, not me. May called me and told me that he was coming. I went over there. He took it in. We made a deal with the pawn shop. I went in and signed it, and that was in February. Now, come March, after I get on CNN and talk about this case with Zimmerman, and I finally get to go meet my probation officer. When I walked in to meet him, I never met the man in my life. It's a SWAT team in there from DeKalb County, and they put me on the floor, and they handcuffed me about 9 deep. They take me, put me in a black Suburban, and they got about 6 or 7 unmarked cars outside, and all of them trail me from Gwinnett to a CVS, from Gwinnett County to a CVS, and they switch me from a black car to a marked police car, and then a whole group of us, like they moving Charles Manson, but they should have been moving George Bush like that. They moved me to DeKalb County, but the media was already there. The media was already playing, and before I even get to DeKalb County,
let me ask you a question. You think
it was all over the news.
How many, when you were there again, how many police did you say were there when you went to see your parole officer?
Probably anywhere from 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
No less than 9, I don't think.
In his office?
You know how it is when they put you on the ground and they're moving you real fast, you can't tell. But I tell you this, there was enough of them.
Mm.
So when I got to DeKalb County,
how fast were the media alerted again?
The media was there because this is happening at 5 o'clock and I was on the 6 o'clock news.
This happened at 5 o'clock and you was on the, so you think that he had alerted the press you were going to be arrested?
Everybody, they had alerted the press. Everybody knew. Because by the time I got to the jail from Gwinnett County to DeKalb County, it was all over the 6 o'clock news, and by 10 o'clock that night, it was all over the world. And it was a white detective who was behind all of this. And as you know, Attorney Shabazz, he's down there wreaking havoc at the pawn shop, running those people crazy because he has no case. But anyway, when I got to DeKalb County, they put me on in 23-hour lockdown. Down there, put me in the same cell. They put the brother who shot the judge in the damn Fulton County jail. And I've been there for the last 100 and some days, proudly talking to my God and working and writing on behalf of the new Black Panther Party and the salvation of our people. And I'm like Dr. King, and I'll say this, and I'll let you ask me any questions. Free at last, like the Civil Rights Movement. I ain't going to let nobody turn me around.
Well, let me ask this, Black Mr. Hashim. Brother Hashim, then we're going to come to the phone lines in a moment. Being locked down for 120 days, how did you deal with the stress of being locked down for 120 days? How did you deal with the worries about your family and your children. What was going through your mind?
Well, let me just say this, brother. The Bible says you reap what you sow. And since for some 25 years I've been on the front line for black people, and I got big brothers like Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and attorneys like Brother Mawali, that was my least worry. And I got a strong family, strong queens who are on the front line taking care of those babies, strong families and people around the country who loves me. My main concern was the brothers and sisters over the 120 days I met in the jail that has 100 years, 136 years, death penalty, 50 years, 30 years, 40 years. I had no time to think about myself because I was concerned with brothers who this system have totally destroyed their lives, their minds, broke them mentally, broke them physically, and have broke them down like babies. We're in DeKalb County Jail that holds 3,600 inmates, probably 3,500 of them are black males, but DeKalb County is a 78% black county. Then they moved me over to Gwinnett. Gwinnett probably a 78% white county. It's got 3,200 inmates, and probably 2,800 of them are black men. The black woman is in trouble, and the black man is in jail. This country ought to be damn ashamed of itself. And I know some of us are guilty. Some of us are wrong, and some of us need rehabilitation, but it ain't no damn rehabilitation in America. These jails, these prisons, these camps are set up for corporations to make money, and it's worse than slavery. It's worse than slavery ever been, because with the high technology and the crooked cops and the crooked detectives, they can make anything happen in this country they want. Overnight, any black man can get life or a death penalty in 15 seconds. You better believe it.
Well, let me ask this. Did you do any organizing or teaching when you was locked down?
Man, the first thing I did was wrote the sheriff with the Sheriff Brown. Told him there's no way we're supposed to have a jail that holds young black men for some time up to 5 or 6 years, and there's no kind of programs in that jail to help these brothers. And the sheriff responded by sending one of his four-star generals over there and told me he would come see me and we could work out a plan where we could start putting something together in that jail. That's number one. Number two, I told every black man I met to write his story, because when I get out, I'm writing a book, and the book is called The Letters from the DeKalb County Jail. Over 20-some brothers wrote their story, and I'll be, me and Attorney Shabazz will be publishing this book and publishing the letters from the DeKalb County Jail, and from that, we're going to start showing people what these people are going through for these people who think jail or inmates or something in space. They right there, your cousins, they're your uncle, they're your father, they're your mother, they're your aunties. We got to stop turning our back on people who are locked down and think everybody in a orange suit with a damn county jail name on it is guilty. Innocent people stay in jail up to 5 years, 4 years to their trial, and then they're proven innocent. Like my case, over 100 and some days long, ain't even indicted yet.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Keep talking for a minute.
Okay. So what I'm saying is we have to understand clearly. Let me tell you about my babies, the Nzinga girls. Can you still hear me? Attorney Shabazz.
Yes, sir. But you can hear you.
1 second. Give me 1 minute. Take over for a minute, Sean.
Okay. Let me just say this. When I got out, I'm going to tell y'all what we did, me and my girls. I just got through eating dinner with my girls. When I got out and hugged and kissed my babies, and my baby said black power to me, this is what we did. First, we thanked our God and we did a family prayer because they knew I was innocent. And I'll say, out of all the white people dealing with me, the white judge in Gwinnett, she has some kind of character and some kind of high morals for her job. She understood that DeKalb County was wrong, and she let me burn out. And I thank her for that. And I thank God for putting that on her heart. But when we got out, the first thing me and my babies did, the Nzinga girls, 4 years old, 5 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old, 23 years old, we said we're going to put together a company called, and we're going to do some Hallmark, not Hallmark cards, Nzinga cards. We're going to start put a set of cards out that made for families who got family members in prison and in jail, because a lot of us don't like to write. A lot of us don't know how to get to our brothers and sisters in jail. But if you go in Walmart and
Kmart and all these stores, and you look at birthday cards, wedding cards, and then you look at brothers and sisters and family members behind bars cards. Maybe you'll buy a card and write and stay in contact. It's very important for us to stay in contact with people who are locked down because the jail studies you. You get no phone calls. If you get no letters, if you get no family business, they think you're isolated. And they treat you any kind of damn way. We got to start at least getting a damn card and sending it to our loved ones and say, we miss you. Hope you get out soon. We're praying for you. Even if you don't got a damn dime, get a $2 card and send it to that man and woman and let them know they're still human beings because that jail is sitting there to break them down psychologically. It's built by Satan and it's ran by Satan, and Satan seeks to destroy your soul and kill you, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Minister, first of all, great to talk to you, Black man. Black power to you. Since you've been locked down in the concentration camp, talk to us now about the plight of political prisoners. We said all along that you was a political prisoner. How important is it now for us to push for our political prisoners and prisoners of war?
Well, you know, the last national conference we did, we set up a bunch of different phases in that conference. And one of the phases was we were going to write political prisoners. And Sister Asali set that up. And we had a mailbox out there. We had pens. We had paper. And one damn letter got written. We can never let that happen again. We can never let that happen again. Because the most important thing for the survival of political prisoners and innocent brothers who's holding on in jail is to know that people care about them and love them. We should set up a ministry. Well, you can't even be a member of the new Black Panther Party. You can't be a member of Black Lawyer Suggestion. You can't be a member of the Black Power Movement. You can't be a member of a black organization unless you're a pen pal with somebody in prison. If it ain't your family member, just go online and pick somebody and let them know we still care about them. It's very important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we got to make that mandatory right away. Talk to us, Brother Hashim, about now the importance of family, being away from your family and the importance of spending time with your family since you've been away.
Well, as you know, brother, and anybody that's a true revolutionary knows, Dr. King said he used to let Yolanda ride to the airport with him because he didn't get to spend enough time with his baby girl. So her favorite thing was riding to the airport with him when he was leaving town. And he told the story about they used to pass Funtown. And Yolanda said, I wanted to go to Funtown, Daddy. I want to go to Funtown. And they said, Dr. King said in his writings, he told the driver to stop passing Funtown when you take me to the airport. I don't want Yolanda to ask me about Funtown. But one day he changed his mind and was going to the airport, and his young baby girl, Yolanda, was in the car. And she said, Daddy, why come I can't go to Funtown? He said, I got to deal with this. He said, baby, because Funtown lets white kids go. Black kids can't go to Funtown. But that's why Daddy's getting on this plane. For one day, you can go to Funtown. And now that Funtown is Six Flags. And I'm taking my baby girl to Six Flags one day this week, not because we can just go, not because we lucky, not because we just got the money in our pocket to go. I'm taking it because Dr. King died, man. He bled on a damn balcony in Memphis. Some little white cracker in a Mustang shot him down like a dog. And so now me and my baby girls, Malika, Hadia, Zakara, and Kaina, we can go to Funtown, which is Six Flags. What I'm saying, revolutionaries have to move around. Our families have to suffer. But the people that benefit from that, God damn it, they got to stop being lazy. They owe this nation something. Black people owe this nation something. To go sit in them damn Burger Kings and all these damn places where we kill ourselves every day, where people got the hell beat out of them in the sit-ins in Greenville, North Carolina, where Mega Everett was told, you're going to get killed, brother. Let us move you to California. He said, I was born in Mississippi. I'm going to fight in Mississippi, and I'll die in Mississippi. And now his kids can run Mississippi because Mega Everett is dead now, man. We got people who died and suffered, brother. And so I make no excuses when my family has to suffer for my work because I know I'm doing it for the unborn generations, and I teach them I'm doing it for the unborn generations. Family is important. Loving family is important. Time with family is important. But giving back to the black nation is important, too. Don't make no excuses to lay up and be on the TV and on some damn computer and talk about I got to be with my babies. Be with your babies. spend time with your babies, but just spend the time on the front line that you're supposed to spend so your babies can be proud of you one day.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother Chief of Staff, you talked about George Zimmerman earlier. You didn't get to finish your point. You were talking about George Zimmerman being a racist and his motive in killing our little brother Trayvon Martin. Can you talk a little more about that, sir?
I'm telling you, man. They think they're going to move this thing around and you're off, 2 years off, rest Hashim. This man got to pay for this, man. Nobody paid for Emmett, man. Nobody really paid for King. Nobody paid for Mega Everett. Nobody paid for Patrice Lumumba. Nobody paid for Malcolm X. Nobody paid for the four girls bombed in the church. But this one's going to pay, man. They talking about, why y'all mad? Because a Rosewood was mad. Rosewood, Florida, nobody paid. Black Wall Street was mad, nobody paid. When they went looking for the Jane Chaney and all the Mississippi boys of the Civil Rights Movement, they found 20-something black bodies while they were looking for them two Jews out there in Mississippi who got killed trying to have the voter registration. Nobody paid for those bodies. We mad because nobody ever have to pay for a black man's death and destruction. And they damn FBI agents, black FBI agents, black CIA agents, black president, black attorney general, black people to be quiet and not use their amendments to organize, amendments to freedom of speech, amendments to say they family. They want me to be scared on this phone because I might have to spend a year or two in jail. The hell with jail, man. Someone must pay for killing Trayvon. He said he called 911 nine times. Every time he called 911, he's reporting a black male, a black male, a black male. He was obsessed with black males. He's going to Walmart. He turns around. He don't even be on duty. And in his bylaws of the community watch group, they say you can't have a gun, just a radio. He got a 9mm. He's going to Walmart. He turn around, shoot this baby point-blank range in the chest. No one arrests his funky ass. Then he turns around and be played like an angel. White people raise over $300,000 and put it in his bank account overnight. They will pay you to kill our babies, and they want us to be quiet. The hell with being quiet. I'm angry, man. I'm angry. But I'm not going to let my emotions control me. We're going to work on this, and we're going to get it right, man. I'm telling you, man. We're tired of this, and we ain't going to take it no more, man. We ain't going to take it no more. Well, a white man can shoot a baby in the chest, and we're supposed to say, let the justice system handle it. The justice system record is not too good when it comes to African Americans. We got to step up, and we got to press him like the Tea Party pressure. But I mean, like the Tea Party pressure Obama every day. White man don't wait on no damn justice. He get in your face, man. Because he got the right in America to organize. He got the right to protest. He got the right to say the president is wrong. He got the right to say a judge is wrong. He got the right to say a DA is wrong. He got the right to say the Supreme Court just wrong. He got his freedom of speech. And that's the one thing we're going to hold on to. They didn't give us 40 acres. They didn't give us no damn mood. But they ain't going to shut us up. We ain't going to die peacefully, man. We're going to fight, man. And so Zimmerman is a damn murderer, man. And then they give him a bond. He lied to the judge. Now they give him another bond. And then they want to paint him as some angel, and Trayvon forced himself on him. Well, goddammit, the law told you, 911 told you, to stay in your car. We're on our way. He gets out the car. They say you don't supposed to have a gun on the watch community. He got a gun. That's probable cause. Why he ain't arrested? He disobeyed 911. He disobeyed the bylaws of the watch group. He beat the hell out of two of his women and got a restraining order. He beat the hell out of a police and had to go and get and matter of fact, when you go to court and you have to go to anger management, they don't mean supposed to give you a bond on a case like this. And he kills this baby, and they paint him as an angel. The no-good bastards.
Teach, teach. Brother Hashim, we can take some calls if you're ready, sir.
Man, we can do anything you want. I'm sorry, brother. Brother, we can do anything you want.
You straight, black man. We loving it. Brothers and sisters, you listen to the national chairman, the national chief of staff and the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party. This is our brother Hashim Azinga and our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu-Shabazz. Please press number one if you're not in queue, and we'll take some calls right now as we wait for the return of our national chairman. Let me go to area code 323. 558, you're on the air with our national chief of staff. Give us your question, please, your comment, Black Power.
No doubt. First of all, I have to send Teflon shots to any sellouts living it up and instruct any hypocrites an earshot to kill the devil standing next to you. And if you can't, then goddamn it, you still got some growing up to do.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then in the hereafter, hold up. For now, Sutek, salute to Brother Hashim. This is Khalid Shakur from the Los Angeles chapter, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
Black power,
we need to know how soon can we have you in Cali, and what do you want to see from us or of us as a young nation? You know, what do you want us to do?
Brother, from what I hear from the national chairman and others, California's on fire. But, brother, anytime a man asks me that, I have to go back to the spirit of Khalid Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And all these two men taught us, when you're sick, organize. When you're mad, organize. When everything's going wrong, organize. When your wife leave you, organize. When your brothers don't like you, organize. When your mama mad at you, organize. And like Kwame Ture say, be ready for the revolution.
All right, I'm back.
And all I can say, brother, we got to keep organizing, because the white oppressor likes to deal with two things. Psychologically, he likes to destroy us and turn us against each other. And then the other thing he likes to do is use the criminal justice system to threaten us. And then the last thing he likes to do is make sure we broke as hell, where we can't afford to do anything. And those three things, we got the power to change. But I want to say one thing, and I'll let the chairman come back on. I'm glad to hear him back on. And I want to say this, and I want this quoted on every piece of paper that's writing. The white man is not God. And the white man do lie. And the white man do steal. And the white man do kidnap. And the white man is a murderer on record. That's for the white man worshipers.
Brother Hashim.
Yes, sir.
I'm back on, brothers and sisters. We eating some fish here in the studios of Black Power Radio, Black America's number one radio show. Black America's number one radio show. Hashim and Zynga.
Yes, sir.
What lessons did you learn from your period of captivity?
I clearly learned that John F. Kennedy killed Patrice Lumumba. I clearly learned that the United States government is corrupt. I clearly learned that we don't stand a chance. Only chance, now let me be clear, because the one thing that Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught me and Attorney Shabazz is we can't win. We can't teach ourselves and teach our babies we can't win. But we got to deal with reality. What I'm saying, we cannot depend on a criminal justice system. We cannot depend on the President of the United States. We cannot depend on the Attorney General of the United States. We only can depend on our God and ourselves. And anybody know the Mau Maus, anybody know the Maroons, anybody know the Zulus, anybody know any freedom fighters, there was a sacrifice in winning. I learned in jail, brother, the last book I read before they let me from behind the bars was the Medgar Evers story. And I learned that Medgar Evers was a true hero of our people. But he had to sacrifice his life. He had to go to jail. He had to have his family being stopped. He had to be poor, even though I don't agree with being poor, brothers and sisters. But he had to sacrifice, for we wouldn't have to sacrifice. And damn it, we don't have to sacrifice, but we laying our lazy ass down and not getting up fighting like Medgar Evers did. And we got all the damn tools now that he didn't have, and we're afraid to use them because we're too damn busy trying to get a grant. Or some government this, or government that we don't want to mess up our image. Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If we fail our mission and pass it on to our grandkids, then we deserve whatever's happening to us.
Brother Hashim.
Yes, sir.
What do you think your legacy as the chief of staff in the new Black Panther Party will be as you go into the future?
Well, now, if you would have asked me this before jail, I would have probably said something and been semi-satisfied with the work I've already done. But now, like you delete your computer, Mm-hmm. And about the next week when I come to visit you for a week, I found out through Malcolm and through Marcus Garvey and through Nkrumah and through Lumumba and through Joe Kenyatta and through God himself that I only did 1% of work that God has for me to do, and 99% of the work sits in front of me, and the white man is in trouble now. He's in trouble because of his evil ways. He's in trouble because he wouldn't listen to God, and now he's got to deal with the wrath of God. Because when God is against you, you're in trouble. And I'm telling you, man, God is against this system.
Yes, sir.
God is angry right now. And the white man can be mad at Hashim, but he can't stop God. And let me tell you something, Attorney Shabazz, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. When they say God is with you, who can be against you? That's what Brother Hashim is. I don't give a damn about no sheriff car, no deputy car, no U.S. Marshal car, no FBI visits, no CIA visits. I only care about one thing, man. The Bible say the truth shall set you free. If you ain't telling the truth, and he said if you seek to save your life, what you going to do? You going to give up your life. Man, I'm seeking to do the will of God for the new Black Panther Party, for the black nation, for my babies, for my wife. And I'm telling you, man, I ain't playing with this. And ain't no white judge, ain't no white DA, ain't no time in jail going to slow me down or move me around, because wherever I end up, I'm going to be fighting for the cause. Whatever I do, I'm going to fight. I fight for the cause in my sleep. I'm going to be fighting for the cause if I'm sleepwalking. I'm going to be fighting for the cause if I'm on the damn toilet, man.
Yeah, brothers and sisters,
you, man,
you're listening
no
to
time.
The radio, the most powerful radio station in the bounds and the hills of North America, the revolutionary radio ministry of the new Black Panther Party, and that's Black Power Radio. The revolutionary radio ministries of Black Power Radio, where faith meets the freedom fight, and where spirituality meets the struggle, and where even religion meets revolution, right here on some Monday nights. Let's go to the phone line.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me take area code 215-769. You're on the air with both our national chairman and our national chief of staff. Your question or comment, please, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. National Field Marshal, King Samir.
That's that black man.
Honored to hear your voice again, black man.
My son said he was riding in Atlanta. I seen the brother with the tattoos on his face, Daddy. I didn't have to ask him who that was.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have to ask him
black
who that was. I said, that's my
home,
big brother.
Black
Power,
yes,
made me smile in that jail cell, brother.
Hey, you holding the line, black, so it's good to have you black with the family, and I definitely got a nice itinerary of work for you to handle, sir. So
yes,
just let me know when you're ready, and we got a lot of work to do, black man. We got a lot of ass to kick, a lot of crackers to get rid of, and a lot of people to raise. So we've definitely been holding it down in your name, sir, and just keeping the line on point.
Brother, let me tell you this. We definitely, I was asked by one of the people when I was incarcerated, what did I think about Hannity and Cone when I was on their show talking about eliminating white people?
Yes, sir.
And, brother, let me tell you something. We got to keep it very honest with the listening audience and with the enemies who dictate our words. The enemy has to know there will be repercussions for his actions, like his repercussions for our actions. And when the enemy does something that's against the law, there is white man laws that the white man has been using for years, and when our national chairman pulled the rabbit out of the hat, it wasn't a new rabbit when he said we can go do a citizen arrest. White men have been blowing off black man's head for centuries, talking about it was a citizen arrest, and he resisted. So we had the right by law, and we had probable cause to go to Florida and do what they finally did. But what pissed me off, and what I'm getting to Bob Hannon Cone, is Brother Al Sharpton and the others always get the red carpet and the praises, which is fine. But Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Dr. Khalid Muhammad and Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad, and man, I looked at a writing when I was in jail, and they listed the black leaders of the 60s, and they had Jackie Robinson, Jane Bowen, Alina Horn, and all of these people before Elijah Muhammad. Then even Malcolm X on the page. That's why black people suffer like hell, man. You want to say in the fight of revolutionaries, you don't have Malcolm on the page. You have Elijah Muhammad listed at 15, but you got Jackie Robinson, Lena Horne, Jane Bowen, Dick Gregory, and all of these people before your freedom fighters. We're the only weak-ass people in the world that want to be a bunch of damn entertainers, lead a revolution. The brother said it's winter in America, man. I got out in June, and it's snow on the ground in America. I agree with Gail Scott Heron. We got work to do, man. And ain't no damn justice system, no legal system that's corrupt should have anything to do with our movement. We got certain rights from God, and we should use those. And these fools gave us certain rights in their constitution that we can use to keep fighting for our babies, man. And I'm telling you, any black woman listening to me that got some punk-ass, sorry-ass, faggot-ass laying around reading the Beaver and looking at some Jerry Springer and cheaters all day and on some damn game and putting in some football game, need to chase his ass out the house and chase his ass down the street, chase his ass out the community, chase his ass out the city, chase his ass out the state, chase his ass off the face of the earth. You ain't got a black man that boot up and suit up and go fight this goddamn enemy every morning. You ain't living with no black man. You living with a goddamn faggot, and that's why our babies are suffering. So, brother, I appreciate you, King Zamir.
Hey, Hashim, is your phone going in and out?
Somewhat. They should turn it off.
We appreciate you, brother Hashim, definitely.
Let me do this. It's good to hear from you, King Zamir Shabazz. Good to hear from you. The phone number here is 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. That was King Zamir Shabazz, National Field Marshal, New Black Panther Party. Another ace in the deck in the lineup of the New Black Panther Party leadership. Oh, it's looking so strong.
Brother Shabazz.
Let me give a shout-out real quick. I got to give a Texas shout-out. This is your brother here from Texas, Midland. And came up in Dallas. So I got to give a Texas shout-out to Brother Hakeem Muhammad, Supreme Captain of the New Black Panther Party.
I got to give a shout-out to Brother DK.
I'm going to give a strong shout-out to the National Minister of Defense of the New Black Panther Party, Brother DK. I'm going to give a shout-out to Sister So Love Shabazz. Listen to her show every week. I want to give a shout-out to Brother Fuji, a shout-out to Brother Zulu, a shout-out to Brother Rockman Shabazz, and a shout-out to Brother Bobby in Dallas, Texas.
All right.
The New Black Panther Party is meeting at the Pan-African Bookstore and other locations. And a strong shout-out to Brother Drew X. Listen
yes,
to Drew X show every Saturday if you can.
Yes,
maybe
sir.
Sean will give out them radio addresses before we get off. Part of our National Ministry of Information with the hottest revolutionary shows. Anyway,
what I'm saying
is this. 646-478-4447. You can call in. This is Black Power Radio. We have Minister Hashim Nzinga, who have been locked down 120 days as the chief of staff of the party as part of a crackdown on the New Black Panther Party behind its strong efforts to bring George Zimmerman to justice. And George Zimmerman has not been brought to justice. And there were casualties in that effort. And Minister Hashim suffered. But I want to thank every brother and sister that sent some money in. Thank every brother and sister. Hold on, let me clear my ass, brother. Now, let me give my shout out to those that helped you. Because there were some pennies and some dimes and dollars that went in to help freeing Minister Hashim and Zynga. So, yeah, we want to thank Lil Webby. Thanks for Lil Webby for coming through. We want to thank Minister Sean Kwali and America Sankofa and their family from Louisville, Kentucky, for coming through. We want to thank Sister Khadija Shakur from New York for coming through strong. Before I leave Texas, I want to give a shout-out to Crystal Muhammad and the Houston chapter of the New Black Panther Party. Keep fighting strong to Crystal Muhammad and the Houston New Black Panther Party, and to the New Black Panthers in Louisiana, and to Lady Freedom in Alabama, who supported this call strongly. Give a shout-out to Khadija Shakur in New York for her support. A shout-out to Brother Cedric Medigan from Nebraska and even from Cameroon in Africa for standing up and sending bail money to help our brother. Nadia Shakur of Atlanta, Captain Bobby, the Regional Minister of Defense in the Southeast region from Augusta and the Augusta chapter. We want to thank them and the brothers from Savannah. We want to thank you all. Brothers and sisters from Baltimore under Yalo, thank them. Sister Maul Makinga, thanks. James Muhammad and Mikhail Muhammad from Florida, thanks. Leah Summers, thanks. Thanks you all for being a part of the collective effort to raise money and free our political prisoners. If Zimmerman can raise $250,000, we need a $1 million war chest as we go forward to build this powerful, well-organized movement that will change the meaning of what it means to struggle in the hells of North America in the 21st century. Go ahead, Minister Hashim.
Brother Malik.
Are you there?
Can you hear me, Brother Malik?
Yeah, got to speak directly into that phone because it's kind of static.
Let me say this, man. You know, sometimes we talk about the Jews, but sometimes you got to understand masterminding and leadership. You know, the prime minister of the nation of Israel, old Ben, he didn't start that by himself. Ben's father, old Hawkish, his father died this year, old Benzon. But Benzon in 1944 set the platform with the Republican Party for this Jewish state. And the Jews, one thing about them, they would stand up, fight, and die for that damn state. And when they was messing with our big brother in Uganda, being old brother. Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm right here with you, God.
Being old his brother, old Yonatan, he went in and got killed as an Israeli commando. They want to get mad at us for standing up. But the nation of Israel, president and prime minister, brother went into Uganda. He didn't have no damn business in Uganda. But his people were so-called in the hands of Brother Idi Amin. And the Israelis put a team together of commandos. And the prime minister of Israel right now, brother went in there and got his head blown off trying to save them Jews from brother in Uganda. And his daddy came to United States, used the Republican Party to build the new Zionist organization. And his daddy stayed here and taught in the University of Denver and at Cornell. He taught Jewish literature. These people teach, breathe, and live and die and fight for this state of Israel. But they want us to get mad. They want to get mad at us because we damn trying to fight for a damn apartment we rent, and we don't want to be evicted. Why they go around buying and stealing and robbing and killing and getting nations. Man, enough of this, man. Enough. Black people who began civilization in the 26 dynasties of Africa, black people from Akhenaten, black people from Nzinga, black people from Nefertiti and Nefertari's, and all the black kings in the civilization, and own all the land. God say everything you see, the birds, the water, everything is yours. And we get happy if we can get some 24s on a damn 1927 Chevrolet, and we happy as hell. Man, I'm tired of this, man. Ain't you tired, Chairman?
Brother, don't you have to go back to court?
I'm already in court.
Why don't you stop all this black talk and just be a good nigga?
Man, because I got the best attorney, and my attorney created Attorney Shabazz. My attorney created Mawali. My attorney created Sister Tawana. My attorney is God and God alone. And God told me if I would do what I'm supposed to do, he'll make my enemies my footstool. And so I'm going to be like Joseph when he was in jail. I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to be like Peter when he was challenged. When the Romans come, I'm going to cut an ear off. Because I'm writing a book right now. And the book is in, me and Malik is going to finish the college book, but I'm writing a book about me. And it's going to be a panther with a sword since they took my gun. I'm going to be a panther with a sword. I'm going to be like Peter. I'm going to have a sword. And I'm going to be like Jesus that all these white people try to praise on Sunday. But Jesus said he didn't come back to bring peace. He came back with the sword of righteousness, which means a lot of people got to be dealt with, man. And if I'm dealing with people and they record me and they play this tape back, they'll set me free because I ain't doing nothing but talking the truth. I'm talking what they don't like to hear. I'm talking what they don't like to think about. And think about they got a black man on an indictment list. They got a black man got to come to court. They got a black man in jail waiting for his family. But the other thing you got a free black man, because if I'm in your jail, I'm on this phone, I'm free because God is in me, and God is the only one can free me, and God is the only one can take my freedom. And God ain't thinking about taking no freedom fighter who's telling the truth, freedom at no time and no place, nowhere on earth. So the hell with them, and the hell with the false laws, and anybody who has any righteousness in them, they need to stand up and help change this disgraceful-ass land called America and stop sending my brothers and sisters to these damn slave camps with no representation from no judges, no lawyers, no DAs, and no courts. They're doing it so they can keep making damn radios at Tandy and Radio Shack, excuse me, brother, and keep making microwaves for damn Walmart. It's a fucking industrial complex, and if we don't watch it in 20 years, it won't be one damn thing made in America that's not being made by black slaves in jails that was set up by white detectives and pushed through the court system.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you something. What would Dr. Cobb, what would, you spent a lot of time, personal time and organizing time with the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. If he were here today, and he was listening to this broadcast now, and he was looking back on the last 12 years, and looking at the circumstances of the world and looking at the movement that he helped spawn, what do you honestly think Dr. Muhammad would say?
Brother Malik, when Dr. Khalid Muhammad went to Harlem in 2001 to do his last lecture, in February at Harriet Tubman High School, there may have been at most 12 Panthers show up. There may have been at most 100 people to show up in Harlem, New York, to hear Dr. Khalid Muhammad's last lecture, enough Negro stuff, revolution is the only solution. But then the man sits there in Harlem in February in an empty room, and then after he passed, everybody fell back in love with Dr. Khalid Muhammad. It's a damn shame before God how fucking sorry we are, man. I watched that man go through pain and hurt over some 30 years of work he put on the front line, and how if it wasn't for you, me, and a couple of Panthers, he would have been left out there in America by himself. That's why we suffer. That's why we get treated like this by the white man, because we let him kill off our freedom fighters. So I'll say this to you, brother. When he passed, 9/11 hit. He never had to experience Homeland Security. He never had to experience what we do when we go through the airports. Matter of fact, the last time, right before he went to Harlem, he slept in the airport so he can ride a train down to Brother Jamil Amin's trial in Atlanta. So you could sleep in the airport, do all kinds of things in the airport when Dr. Khalid was living. So he would have been proud after 9/11 that you went to Washington and rented the press conference and stuck with the truth. He would have been proud that after 9/11, you marched the troops
around 9/11 calling it a farce and a lie and stuck with the truth. He would have been proud that when that young brother, Timothy Thomas, and the big brother, Brother Skip in Cincinnati went down from police killing them, that we went and stuck with the truth. He would have been proud in DeKalb County that we helped the DA turn some of this mess around. He would have been proud that every time the call has been given that the new Black Panther Party, with no budget, no pennies, no dimes, no nickels, showed up with what we had and did the best we could do. And now we're number one on the FBI list. That's a good thing to be number one on the FBI list, because that means you're doing something to help our people have a better place to sleep, a better place to live, help them have a voice, because this system is totally against the African-American male, somewhat against the American woman, and without the African-American male, you got no African family, and they're doing a hell of a job, but somewhere in the next 10 to 30 years, the black man won't even be talked about in America. How in the hell can we sit up here and listen to that kind of knowledge when we know the black man came here in the 1500s, got in them damn tobacco fields, got in them sugarcane fields, got in them cotton fields, built the capital, damn near invented everything the white man used, and he stole everything from us, even after he stopped us from reading, stopped us from writing, took our woman from us, strung us up on trees, blew up our churches, punked out our preachers, punked out our politicians. We're still standing, God damn it. That's what Khaled would say.
Go ahead, Hashim.
I'm tired of them, man.
Go ahead.
That's what they want us to do, Malik.
Let's go to the phone line, John Kwale. You're hearing, brothers and sisters, you're hearing a free black man, free from behind bars. You're hearing a lion out of the cage tonight.
Man, the Sunday religion has come, man.
One of the sons of Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Minister Hashim Nzinga, my national chief of staff, our national chief of staff, and a prodigal son inside of the black nation. Let's go to the phone lines. Come on.
All right. Yes, sir. Area code 240-464. You're on the air with our national chairman and national chief of staff. Black Power, your question, your comment. Area code 240-464. This is email Mark Ball, Black Power. You're on Black Power Radio. Come back to you, sir. All right, area code 8. I'm sorry, he's coming in. Go ahead, Brother Akbar. I'm sorry about that. Black Power.
No, that's Brother Hashim speaking for Brother Akbar. That's the man who I watched hitchhike to South Carolina on behalf of Anthony Hill when he got drugged behind the truck. You tell that white judge and you tell that white DA who listen to this show, and you tell the CIA and FBI who listen to this show, that a black man named Anthony Hill was drugged to his death in South Carolina, and you get a white boy 32 years, and a week ago, I'm in jail with brother who ain't did nothing but robbed a Waffle House and got 50 years. And you want us to shut up? You wouldn't shut up. You wouldn't let a nation kill your babies and run them all off to jail and shut up. But you want us to shut up and die peacefully, as Malcolm X said, with, like Novocaine, want us to suffer peacefully. No, the Novocaine is wore off.
Go ahead,
brother.
Yes, sir. Email Makbar, if you come back on, just hit me up. We'll get you back on. Area code 805-235. You're on the air. Black Power Radio, National Chief of Staff, National Chairman, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Warrior Woman. You know me, I'm always listening to what's going on. I want to thank the brother who's free at last. Every time I get out of my companion and I leave, I say, free at last. You know what I mean? And I'm glad you're talking because I can feel you. And you sound just like the brother, you know, the one who say, you know, God.
We love you. We love you, sister.
We love you, too, and we love your spirit, and don't let nobody change it. Nobody can stop us, never, you know. And you're a political prisoner. No, you're a prisoner of war.
That's
right. We've been at war and have never stopped. They did search us when we went to Libya with Khalid Muhammad. You know, they did go through this fight, and he fought against that. That's what I loved about him, that he fought for every step that they wouldn't let him have, that he fought for it. You know, and we all have to be like that. You know, like I said, we have this woman that was jumped by three skinheads out here. It's still happening here in California. We just want to make the connections with the black and the brown and the red, man. We already won, you know, until we can get that out of our mind that the white man does not rule or own anything here. It all belongs to us. When we get to that point, you know, doesn't matter what God you're praying to. You know, I love the Creator, and I love that because you know what? God will clean up, and He will take these liars out and these punk leaders, you know, that just live off the money and you know, live in luxury when the rest of us don't even have a penny, and we still talk revolution, and they show people marching in Mexico, and people say, well, what about us? I says, you know what? If you get off your goddamn drugs, you stop smoking, you start organizing. When you have 1,000 people in an audience and you don't say revolutionary shit, you know, then, you know, fuck you. You deserve to be picked up and the immigration to take your ass back. Yami, Ashukadan, all my relations.
Warrior woman.
Our.
Warrior woman.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other brother. I'm still mad at you.
You sound like you mad at me.
Yeah, I'm mad at the world because the world's all fucked up.
Don't be mad at the world. We love you.
Organized.
I'll be in Los
Angeles
this weekend.
Well, come and visit me because I got no money for gas.
Well, we got to hook up. I tell you what, why don't you come back and be our guest next Monday?
I want to
talk about it. Can you be our guest next Monday?
You know I always say yes because I'm always ready for the revolution.
Come be our guest. We're going to have, you know, we got Dr. Perrier. You read his articles in The Final Call. He put the strong defenses of out there for Gaddafi in Libya and gave us a lot of the inside information. He is part of our movement. He'll be on. I'd love to have you on. And we're going to have other guests from around the world on. And I'll be in Los Angeles this weekend and, you know, we'll look out for you, sister. You've done such strong things in the movement. If you're having some hard times, we're your family and your little brothers. We'll certainly look out for you, okay?
No,
whatever
I'm
you need, we got your back.
I live in hard times. You know, that's the choice I made.
Well,
you
ain't
going
to always live on.
Talking about the children, you know, and the children have to be told, even though they are babies and they see us suffering, we've got to keep on telling them why we're doing this. And we have to have comrades and buddies and brothers and sisters that can tell them that what we're standing up for is land and life, that we're standing up for freedom and justice and liberation, and until then, we're going to go down fighting.
We need to have your voice. Your voice is a very important voice in our movement. This is Sister Warrior Woman. For everybody in the radio listening audience who doesn't know, this is our beautiful and beloved sister from the Red Nation, Sister Warrior Woman, who has traveled on the East Coast many times to support us and to support Minister Khalid Muhammad and to support me. And now, my sister, with more of our forces are rising up in Los Angeles and soon to be Oakland on the West Coast. And so we'll be able to give you stronger support and to lift your spirits. But we need you to come back on the radio. And we need to do some other things. Your writings and perspectives should be heard in our newspaper, and your teachings should be heard on our website. Because truly, I want to let brothers and sisters know, as black as we are, I must let you know that this is an international movement of the oppressed. And I must let you know that Malik Zulu Shabazz is universal, and he believes in universal struggle of the oppressed peoples. And I have friendships in all walks of life amongst the red and the brown and even the yellow nation. And that's about it, buddy. The brown, the red, and the yellow nation. And so you will hear from Sister Warrior Woman and Ernie Longwalker and others on our radio listening broadcast as the world and the rebel, as you understand this from a worldwide perspective. I need to. You make sure you save that call in number, brother Sean.
Oh, I got that, sir.
Love
yes,
you,
sir.
Warrior woman. We're gonna help
love
you out.
You,
all right.
Black power.
Stay
I'm
mad. We love you though, for real.
You too.
I'm gonna call you when I get off this broadcast. Word is bond.
Word
okay,
is
brother
bond.
Sean.
Yes,
646-478-4447. You're on the line. This is Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party and your Black Lawyer for Justice. And I'm on the line with the newly freed, the newly released,
out on bond, like many black men in the hells of North America, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and you're on Black Power Radio. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay, area code 813-770. You're on the air with our national chairman and national chief of staff. Your question, your comment, please. Black Power.
Black Power, all due respect to our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Respect.
Our comrade Azeem Nzinga, welcome home, my brother Black Power, and to our national chairman, Dr. Khalid Muhammad. Peace and blessings to you, black man, R.I.P. Chairman, tell the part, how's it going, everybody? I see you, welcome home, brother. I'm glad to see you back in Freedom Land.
Black Power, brother.
It's brother Ali Muhammad, Tampa, Florida, chairman.
Brother, I really appreciate you. But as remember, we free wherever we are. If we're sitting in a jail cell, we're free. But I understand the language.
Black man, you already know. You wasn't here, your spirit. You got high spirit. I know you've been had high spirit. Like the letter that the chairman wrote, that you wrote to the party a few weeks ago, was very touching. Just glad to see you back on the forefront, ready to get these crisis to business. Trying to
brother,
really make them work.
It's going to get deep, brother.
All right, brother, Ali, you got a question.
A blessing to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're on Black Power Radio. That's Ali Muhammad out of Tampa. They're young. You know they're young brothers and sisters that are just coming into the new Black Panther Party.
Hey,
they want to be in, and they want to roll with us.
Brother Malik.
Yes, sir.
Let me let one of my young ones say Black Power. Say Black Power, babe.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Who that?
That's young
Zakar.
As our young black cat. She says she ain't a Black Panther yet, but she a black cat.
Oh. How old is she?
That's what she told me yesterday.
Let me hear that voice again.
Black Power, Chairman.
Black Power, Chairman.
Oh, that's a great feeling. That's got to be a great feeling to come out of jail and home to your dog.
I talked to my girls. I told you the first thing we doing is starting this ministry to start postcards for black brotherness, or brotherness that's in jail. That's the project we came up with. Then I talked to my youngest, Kaina, yesterday. She wrote a whole poem, and she only 4 years old. Man, this country cannot handle black babies. That's the problem. But let me say this, Sherman. As you know, we wrote a book while we was in jail that would be published soon. We wrote 3 books, but one of the books is called, and y'all look out for it, it's going to be strong. It's called The Washington Boy, and it's going to be a truth teller. So no matter where they put us, Sherman, we taught to do the work. So we almost wrote 3 books. 120 days. You don't see you. They cannot see in this. Excuse me, we're in the traffic. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
We are driving in this. God will bring a storm sometime, right?
Oh, you got that. We got a few minutes left. Dear brothers and sisters in the radio listening audience, we're getting ready to close out now. And I'm going to turn it back to Minister Sean Kwali for a few announcements. But again, I want to reiterate as we leave the broadcast tonight, if you want membership in this ministry, if you want membership in this political movement, if you want ministry in this liberation and revolutionary movement, If you want membership in our ministries, what ministries? The Ministry of Defense and organizing black men all over America to defend our communities and to defend ourselves from the police and racists and from ourselves. If you're interested in training physical fitness in a Ministry of Defense, we want you to join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and our Black Power Movement and join our Ministry of Defense. If this sounds good to you, you can call area code 904-613-0729. 904-603-0729. And we will put you in touch if you qualify and clear security with our Defense Department. If you're interested in, if you like martial arts and karate and judo and jiu-jitsu and all of that, if you like to fight, to keep fit, and to be able to defend yourself, women or men, all of this applies to the black woman who was two, sisters who are soldiers, women who are warriors. Shout out to Sister Chuma over there in Virginia and all of the queens in the new Black Panther Party from South Jersey. Dear brothers and sisters, really on this note, dear sisters and black women, if you want an organization where you can get an equal chance, a fair chance at leadership, if you want an organization that is now instituting sexual harassment policy to prevent black women from being harassed inside black organizations, black women, if you would like an organization that lets the black woman speak and don't ban the black woman from the pulpit or ban the black woman from the rostrum, if you want an organization that respects the mind of the black woman, not just the behind of the black woman, if you want to join an organization that's building a national women's ministry to specifically address the needs of black women only within the organization and build a cadre of conscious, revolutionary, black conscious black women, call area code 904. Text area code 904-613-0729. 904-613-0729. And you will be put in touch with our recruiting department, Minister James Muhammad, or other black, or our black women's ministry, where women's programs nationally and locally are being developed. Dear brothers and sisters in the radio listening audience, if you want to be a part of a ministry of culture, a national ministry of culture, a local ministry of culture, and a group of brothers and sisters that we have now come into connection with that are going to be teaching African culture and black culture and producing revolutionary songs and music. Come on into the new Black Panther Party. Why don't you come on down the aisle? Where else do you have to go in this hour? Where else? Who has already organized all over the nation, all over the world, with established leadership and cadre? Why waste your time trying to reinvent that which we are already halfway down the road with? Come on and join on to your own kind. Turn that down, son. What is that? Turn that down. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. You come on, dear brothers and sisters. If you want to be a part of our where we are in any city in America, or if you want to help get it started in any city of America, or you want to join and help us recruiting, help us on the internet, help us with technology, help us with your degree, your master's degree, your law degree. If you're an ex-gang banger,
come up.
Anti-violence worker, there's a place for you here. We want you to call again. If you want to join the new Black Panther Party for self-defense and you want to be a part of our movement, I have a way for you to fit in. All 40 million of you in the listening audience of black people in America that want liberation, any of you under the 40 million, any of you under the worldwide billions of Africans, we have a place for you in the new Black Panther Party. Text 904-613-0729. 904-613-0729. Stand up. Join onto your own kind. Let's build a nation. Let's build a black economy. Let's build an anti-violence movement. Let us build a political movement. Let us build for a state and territory of our own. Let us build a hedge of protection around the black woman. Let us build a men's movement. Let us build an organized cadre of black men and fathers that will put a hedge of protection around our nation and our babies. Let's build. I am your brother, the student of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Join the cadre of leadership in the new Black Panther Party, brothers and sisters, national and worldwide. We are the future, and the future is now. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Brother Sherman. Brother Sherman.
Yes, sir, brother. Brother Chief, I think he disconnected. We still got you on, sir. Go ahead.
Let me say this. We can never get arrogant. And earlier, we got to stay humble and meek, because when you become a leader, you become a servant of the people. And a brother called from California, and he asked if I would come out. And I was so caught in emotions and teaching. But California is a good state to me, because number one, as you know, brother, they tried to strike our brother down there, and I was shot with him in Riverside, California.
Yes, sir.
And number two, justice has never been served in that state. And we lost Brother Rodney King, and I still don't believe the man jumped in his pool and swam to his death. He started getting publicity again, and the enemy strikes at planned times. But also, we got to understand that they took Tookie Williams from us. Yes, he was a gangbanger. Yes, he did wrong in our community. But after 20 years, the Tookie Williams they killed wasn't the same Tookie Williams when he was 16 and 17 making those rules of the gangsters out there in L.A. That brother was writing children's books. He had redeemed himself. He was teaching gangsters to love each other. But they got Charles Manson, who comes up for parole every 5 years. He cut women babies out of their stomach. He slaughtered his own race of people. And they put him in jail, and every year, every so many years, he come up still at 72 years old. He comes up where he can get out of jail, but they put that needle in Tookie Williams in California. It's injustice everywhere. But to the brother, my number is 404-424-3560. Call your brother and let's talk, because I didn't mean to ignore you. Thank you, Brother Sean, for the time. Thank you, Chairman, for your love, respect, and your leadership. We're 1,000% with you. And we're 1,000%, Brother Sean, with righteousness. Black power.
And one thing, Black Power, Hashim.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got a few more questions, Brother Nashif Stuff.
Yes.
Right. And Brother Chairman, National Chairman, is going to stay right on with us.
Okay.
Black power. Okay, let me go to this call. Area code 214.
They might have plugged us straight into Obama by now. Let's roll.
Area code 214-431. You're on the air with our national chairman and our national chief of staff. Give us your question, your comment, please. Black power.
Power, Brother Sean. Black power, Brother Malik.
Black power,
Black power, Brother Hashim. Brother Drew X.
Oh yeah, Black power, Brother Drew.
All right, good to see you, Chief. It's good to see you back on the ground. I want to tell you, ever since you wrote me that letter, I ain't got no more mail in that mailbox. Got a piece of tape over. So, hey, yeah, but I'm glad to see you out, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you for taking the time to read that letter. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah, I had to do that, brother. I had to do that. Yes, sir. Got the support. All the brothers that stand up for our brothers and sisters. That was my pleasure, and I'm glad that you wrote the letter for me to do it. It was my pleasure, Chief Staff.
Yes, sir.
Black power, Brother Drew. Thank you so much, man. Hey, Brother Drew, announce your show, too, while I got you on the phone real quick.
Okay, every Saturday, 8 p.m. Central, Blog Talk Radio, Southern Region, NBPP, 8 p.m. Central.
8 p.m. Central Time, MBPP Southern Radio Broadcast, hosted by Brother Drew X. Brother Drew X, thank you so much, Black Man. We're going to put your link on the website, too, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, Black Power. Area code 215-982. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Give us your question, your comment. This is the National Chairman and National Chief of Staff on with you, Black Power.
Black Power, National Chairman. Black Power, Chief of Staff. This is Haru Kahuti, Philadelphia, New Black Panther Party Chief of Staff, Local And I'm glad to see you on the ground also, Chief of Staff. And I like to say Black Power to you, man. And I do everything, and I pray, and I do, and I pray, and I do. You know, and one question that I wanted to ask you, though, is a request. Like you had the California request, and my request is that we have a Chief of Staff workshop or a Chief of Staff retreat or leadership summit, you know, just, you know, so that we can be and serve our chairmen at least, you know, to the best of our ability, us Chief of Staff, because I have ran it past some Chief of Staff in the East region, some Chief of Staff in the Mid-Atlantic region. So we want to get with you, brother.
Hold on, somebody need to mute their phone.
And probably me, Brother Malik. Hold on.
Try to keep all background noise. Go ahead, Brother Heru.
Yes, sir, Brother Hashem. We wanna get with you so that you can help guide us in our duties and help us to be more responsible, because I know that the work that you've been doing was real powerful on behalf of the New Black Panther Party and our chairman, right, which is the New Black Panther Party. All right, so I mean we want to help step up the game and support our chairmen in our local cities also. You know,
brother.
So so is there any way that I can get your number and we can communicate and we can set up a workshop or a retreat or a sit down or a conference call and start somewhere to make something happen, you know, so that we can build up our local chapters.
Let me say this, brother. My number has always been available to the Black Nation and our family. It's 404-424-3560. And let me say this, brother. I am renewed, and I'm ready to do that, because what I found out over the last year, we, the New Black Panther Party, got a lot of respect around the world and around the nation from a lot of very, very important people. We got respect from the homeless. We got respect from the down and out. We got respect from the hood. We got respect from millionaires. We got respect from churchgoers. We got respect for children on playgrounds. We got respect from rappers. We got respect from R&B singers. We got respect from the Black Nation. We just got to put a piece together to bring the Black Nation together and not let the white man put the sentence.
That's right. That's right.
Brother Heru.
Yes, sir.
And to those in the listening audience, Brother Heru from Philadelphia, formerly known as Jerry Jackson in the media, will forever be marked in history as part of the infamous voter intimidation case of the New Black Panther Party, so-called voter intimidation case. But I will say this, brother, you are one of the rocks of the New Black Panther Party. You're one of the solid foundations, not just of a city, but of our whole nation. And I would say to you that whatever I can do, and I'm going to tell you in specific what I can do to help you fulfill your divine destiny and your organizing potential, I will. Brothers and sisters in the radio listening audience, particularly those in the movement or thinking about coming into the movement, this is the most serious and intense organizing year ever of the New Black Panther Party. Not necessarily mobilizing for marches or Day of Action or Millions More Movement, but serious organizing and structure building as we build up our movement, our nation, our righteous army, so we can help save our people. So, brother, we had a national summit in Atlanta, and the National Central Committee that's functioning and operating in the party are very busy on a variety of assignments. And they're also building and working amongst these national ministries, and they're preparing the release of the new Black Panther Party manual, which will be out in within 45 days. There's a new manual and a new and a better teaching, a Black Power Bible, if you will, for the Panther Party that's coming out with CDs and DVDs and even the new Black Panther Party mixtape. As an added bonus, there's a hip-hop ministry, and all the rappers are in the party are coming together to produce the first series of new Black Panther mixtapes that we're going to debut on our websites and distribute all over America with our next newspaper as we unleash an army of revolutionary rappers to rain revolutionary rap in the minds and hearts of our people and rain on top of the devil's head. What am I saying to you, Brother Heru? I'm telling you that we're seriously organizing. And I'm telling you that your idea is a good idea. And for all of the Panthers that are in different regions that are listening right now, for all of the officers and for the serious organizers that really want to get in a higher state of effectiveness, that want to organize better, that you can contact Minister Sean. And you can text him at 502-299-8530. There are going to be many organizing sessions coming up, and I'm going to be chairing many of them. There's a Ministry of Defense serious workshop and national meeting that's going to take place near the end of July in the East region that's coming up soon, and it's national. And, yes, brother, there needs to be other venues, the chief of staffs, the field marshals, the ministers of defense and others. They're going to be organizing sessions and forums and ways that you will be able to get the direct answer to your question. So what it is you just consult with me, brother. Reach Minister Sean or text me, and I will consult with you because you can be a great helper in the East region. You see, there need stronger chief of staffs and chairpersons in the East region. We need a stronger foundation to get even stronger in the East region. And so your mission, me and you have to talk about your mission, black man. You got that kind of spirit where you really want to organize, and we got areas that are weak right now. I'm not saying the East region is weak. I'm just saying anywhere all over America. And we are now looking at every area of weakness in the Panther organizing or every area that needs improvement. And we're scientifically looking at it and going after it. All right? So you get with me because we got work for you. That's what I'm saying. We got more work, more assignments, more ministries, more objectives to organize than we have laborers and qualified soldiers and dedicated people to carry out the mission. We got more work than laborers. So
yes,
you come on and just get with me right away, and let's get your assignment. We can keep you busy for the next several months organizing.
Yeah. All
right? Love you, man. Thanks for your dedication.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Thank you.
And I will be getting with you, and I will be getting with our National Chief of Staff, Hashim Mzinga. Welcome, Black. Black Power.
Thanks, Black man. We appreciate you. That's Brother Heru Kahuti, Chief of Staff in Philadelphia, one of our strongest members in the Panther Party, a rock of the party. Any more callers?
Yes, sir. Next caller, this is Imam Akbar, National Minister of Justice. Black Power, you're on the air, Black Power Radio.
Black Power to the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party. This is your National Minister of Justice. We've heard every word, and we are thankful for our National Chief of Staff, Hashim Mzinga, being back on the ground. Sound black, with the black and the brown on the ground. My real question was really relating to black laws for black people and fulfillment of the vision and the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. So we're just happy to be associated with this network of black power and black revolution. So with that on and on, we send much love to the chairman, much love to our national spokesman, to all of our national officials, to the National Central Committee, and to those international Panthers fighting all over the world with Chewy P. Rose and Brother Kimmy Siva and the rest of our Panthers all over the nation and the world. We thank you, Black Power, and Assalamu Alaikum. Power to the people.
All right. That's Imam Akbar Bilal, our Minister of Justice. And that just raises two quick points for the organizers that are on the phone. The Ministry of Justice and the new Black Panther Party is getting all of its priorities in order, getting all of its documents in order, and we're getting ready to make a big impact. The Ministry of Justice of the Panther Party and forming a Ministry of Justice inside of the black nation have turned our immediate attention to the problem of police harassment and brutality of black people and have coming out in the Panther Manual, official New Black Panther Party policy to deal with police harassment and brutality, and official advice on how black brothers and sisters in the black nation can deal with the police and arm themselves with legal knowledge. This is not only coming out in the manual, but it's going to be available on our website to all black people and brothers and sisters, so you will be able to download your own set of legal rights from our Ministry of Justice on what to do when confronted by the police. Videos and legal workshops and seminars that I have been teaching and will be teaching on this very subject matter will be available soon on our website under our Ministry of Justice and connected to our brother or sister organization, Black Lawyers for Justice. And so I would say to you, from your brother, Attorney Malik Shabazz, one of the main reasons why I'm encouraging all of you to grow up to your full potential in organizing and leadership now is because I got so much work to do and so many assignments to cover. I got to get all the way to the Supreme Court so I can go head-to-head with this Negro Clarence Thomas and deal with the top crackers in the world. So I need you all help now, because we got a lot of work to do. And when I said earlier, it's not a lot of hype saying that God is with us. He's given us a revelation, a message that it's our time. And so taking that revelation even further have told me to go out and raise you up, get you in a better position. There's so much legally I can do to help our people. There's so much legal information. It's going to get started in our Ministry of Justice. The police brutality activists that are around the country and in contact with us and love us, we're bringing them now into our National Ministry of Justice. Our website soon will catch late breaking. I've been talking about it, but we're now on the verge of it, where our website and special Facebook pages will be dedicated to breaking the hottest stories on police abuse videotaped by citizens around the black nation who have been empowered and advised to go out here and catch the pigs doing their dirty work. The Ministry of Justice is coming forth. That is our Minister of Justice. Also inside the Panther Party, justice is here. Justice meaning a court system inside of the Panther Party to handle your disputes and with the powers to serve warrants and arrest and incarcerate offenders who violate black laws for all black people. Let's take another call.
All right. Every code 770-873. You're on the air with our national chairman. National Chief of Staff, your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I don't have a question. I just have a comment. First of all, this is your local chairman of the Atlanta chapter, Commander Shakur, Nadia Shakur, also the Deputy Field Marshal for the New Black Panther Party of Self-Defense. I first want to give my bulletproof salute to my national chairman, Dr. Malik Zia Shabazz. Sir, I honor, love, and respect you, sir, and it's my divine pleasure to serve under your command. To my National Chief of Staff, Brother Hashim Azinger, I am so very happy to have you back on the ground, sir. I've been fighting in your honor, in your spirit, to have you back in the ground for the people. And this victory, I hold it up to our people as a victory. We may not see it now, but we have to learn how to honor our freedom fighters, like you were saying before, Conrad. And I also want to give you bulletproof respect for getting back on the ground and still dogging that devil filament. You know, these buses were out here laying down, and they ran the floor, and they did a protest, and after that, I just forgot, Conrad, while you were sitting there behind bars, still praying in the name of the Most High, people forgot. And when you for you to get out so many hours out of the cage and still be raining on that devil head, Conrad, I love it, sir. So I just want to let you know, sir, that I'm here on the ground in Atlanta, ready to work, ready to rain fell on these devil heads. You let me know, sir. You let me know when you're ready for me, and I'm here. I'm here, sir. I'm ready, and I'm excited. I'm fired up. Black power, goddammit.
Black power.
Well, we keep him fired up in here. Is Hashim still on?
Yeah, I think his call dropped, Brother Chairman.
Call dropped. Well, he he needs to know that one of his top supporters and helped make everything happen for him on the ground is Sister Nadia Shakur, our Queen Commander in Atlanta, and who represents us not only in Atlanta, but in our Ministry of Defense as our Deputy National Field Marshal. Am I still wrong?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
What other national organizations you know that the black woman is a high-ranking defense officer and shapes the policy and the vision of the security forces? I don't know where that is at in America. Do you?
No, sir.
All right. We love you, sis. You just stay strong now. You got Hashim back in Atlanta. Atlanta looks like it's going to take off now. I'm coming back soon. Let's go to the next call.
Okay. Area code 904-705. You're on the air with our national chairman. This is Black Power Radio. Your question, your comment, Black Power. 904-705. Your mic's open. It's Mikhail Muhammad, I believe. Black Power. All right, let me keep it moving. Mikhail Muhammad, if you call back, if you can get it back in, call back in. Let me go to area code 214-395. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Question or comment? It's the national chairman, Black Power.
Black Power, comrade. What's up? What it do to my national chief of staff? I chop it up with him earlier. Talked to him earlier, man, and we were talking about the inside of the prison. I was telling him some of the things that I was dealing with in the county, and that's where the real help needs to be done, man. The brothers and sisters are sitting off in that county waiting to get sent over and getting fucked over while they're waiting. You know what I mean? And that's where a lot of the help is needed, man. A lot of attention needs to be focused off in every city in them county jails. You know, we need to not just people focus on the prison ministry, but that local, you know, just that local help and that local ministry, those people who wait and got them non-workers, that's some court-appointed attorneys and all that BS on their team. You know, everybody not blessed to have, you know, an attorney like our attorney, you know, our Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. You know, everybody not blessed to have somebody that love you at the same time ain't just trying to get a dollar to fight your case, you know what I mean, and love you and understand your struggle. You know, we have to start building on the inside, on the outside to deal with that, because it's a lot of brothers and sisters on the inside that support us and love us for what we got going on. Like the brother was saying earlier, you know, even when you're locked up, you're still free. You know, so it's building that we do when we on the inside, but when we come out, we have to try to figure out a way to push that back up in there. You have to really be there to understand what goes on. Like me and Hashim was speaking earlier, you know, it's not a good thing that our brother was locked up, but now he gets an opportunity to see on that inside what it's like and them hell that they put you through, you know, not letting you write letters and playing with your mail, you know. So we got some work that needs to be done, and that's a passion for me because I've been there. You know, now on the bigger notes, you know, we still got work out here that we do and needs to be done. I'm going to be quiet on it, but, you know, we got some work to do, family, and you know, I'm glad that the brother's home. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad his brother's home, man. I hope none of us have to take that backlash no more, but, you know, it can be any of us. You know what I mean? Today, yesterday was me. The next day was Hashim. It could be any of us at any given moment. You know what I mean? And just to be ready for what comes next, man, is a must, and it's a given, man. But I just so much love to all y'all. You know, we just got to keep fighting and keep working. Black Power.
All right, Brother DK, that's the right spirit. And we bear witness that that is the truth. And so to the brothers and sisters who are still on, as we prepare to close out, take the mission seriously. It's not a game. It's not a joke in the new Black Panther Party. It does not exist online only. This is real. This is a real movement that has made real challenges against this oppressive system and against this enemy. And this enemy has real live intentions against us. And so we have to follow our general orders, and we will have to walk our post in a perfect manner. And we have to keep on the alert, because there's a specific plan to destabilize and to derail the progress of the new Black Panther Party from the inside out and to infiltrate it. But no matter how much money they spend, you know, by God's grace and by God's grace alone, I think they've met their match.
Yes, sir.
Brother Sean.
All right. Area code 912-548. You're on the air with our national chairman. This is Black Power Radio. Give us a question or comment, please. Black Power.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Chairman, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Welcome home, brother. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm in Waycross, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Brother Malik, I spoke to you like a year ago. I don't know what the holdup is. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get down. I'm not hearing no feedback.
Where's Norcross? Sorry about that, black man. Where you at? Atlanta? How far
I'm
are you
in
Waycross. Atlanta or Augusta?
Nah. I'm in Waycross, Georgia. That's like 45 minutes from Jacksonville.
Oh, you near Jacksonville. Okay, I got the right number for you now. We apologize. A lot of brothers and sisters have been trying to join us, and all of them, because we are so busy, have not gotten the right feedback.
But hey, my brother, let me tell you something. I don't mean to cut you off, though. But I talked to the brother, though. I filled the application out. You know what
Which
I'm saying?
Bro?
You said his name, because I got the number. It's a 904 number.
James Muhammad?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, if you're in Norcross, shoot. All we got to do is get going, black man. I would suggest you come to either Jacksonville or Atlanta to meet with us.
I mean, it's cool. It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got people in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I'm from New York. I got people in Atlanta. And, you know what I'm saying? I can get to Jacksonville. It's cool.
Jacksonville. Just make a move, I would say. If you really want to roll, we can get you rolling. Make a move and come to Jacksonville right away and meet with James Muhammad and Mikhail Muhammad, our Southeast Regional Minister, or you can meet with Nadia Shakur in Atlanta. Either one of them,
okay.
We'll get you going, and we'll get Norcross up, get going, get you your button.
Waycross.
I'm sorry, black man.
Yeah, because, need that down here, man. I mean, it is down here. Everybody is misguided. It's a lot of black violence.
Brother, we'll come
to
your
saying?
City. You take my nope. Look, let me give you a number, black man. You text me. If you can't
hold on, let me get my pen.
Take this text.
All right.
You there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here.
Just text 240.
Okay.
432.
Okay.
0643. If you can't get answers in either of them departments, and I believe you will get answers in them departments, you know Nadia in Atlanta?
Yeah.
You know her?
I don't know her. No, I don't know her.
Let me give you a number on her. I hope she don't mind, but I'm going to drop this number.
Okay, no doubt. Yeah, no
She's
doubt.
She's a serious organizer. And then, brother, we'll get you in, and we'll come to your city, and we're going to get your city up and rolling. We'll have you up and rolling.
No, I know what I'm saying, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say that, I seem like a Bama, but I'm not a Bama. I'm from the city. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to bring something here.
You from
that
New York?
Isn't here. I'm
from
New York,
like
born
New
and
York.
Raised. Yeah, I'm born and raised. That's where I'm from, New York. I'm on your Facebook page. My last name is All Good. You can't forget
Hold one
that.
Second. I'm going to go right now, God. Let me give
All
you this
good.
Number, though. Take this number, homie.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead.
770.
Yeah, got you.
873-5491. All good. Hold one second. Dale All Good.
That's me. True facts, no lies. That's me.
All right, from the Bronx.
Damn
okay,
right.
Brother, look, sorry about the delays, man, but just press on them numbers. Just come see either one of them. Just come on up this weekend to one of them two spots if you can.
I tell
you
what, brother,
you
if you could do me a favor, the brother I talked to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got my Facebook, so you know I'm legit. I'm not no agent, none of that. If you could, you know what I'm saying, because I sent some text messages, if you could pass the message through, you know what I'm saying, to
I'm
him
texting him
and
right
let
now.
Him know. All
right,
that's the bet,
right
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm 100, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just trying to bring something to the people, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, I like what you talk. Yo, I like your message, man. You're talking real stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's real,
right,
and
thanks.
I feel it.
But we're trying to get it together. Let me tell you this, brother. When it comes to recruiting and processing and letting brothers and sisters in that want to be a part of it, we're working like any other company or corporation to get our policies better so that we better able to get you in right, sir. So we're sorry for the delay. I just texted James Muhammad and told him to help you get you going and welcome you into Jacksonville.
and we're going to clear your application and get you in and get you rolling right away and make plans to come there and help you, okay?
Yes, sir.
You got
I
my number, too. You text me. You text me, too.
I got you, brother.
Okay, black man. I appreciate you, man, okay?
All right.
And
no
for
doubt.
Real, we're going to make this happen. Just stay with us. We're going to make it happen. We're all over,
Joe. I got you, brother. I got you, brother.
Okay,
all right.
All right, Minister Sean.
Yes, sir, Brother Chip.
All right, I'm about ready to go. You got anything else?
Ready to roll. About one more caller that I see, sir. I think Brother McKellen, one more. Let me try to get Mikhail Muhammad on and one more caller with this man. Brother Mikhail Muhammad, 904-705. You on with us, Black Power? Okay, Mikhail Muhammad is still not on. Let me move it on. Last caller here for the night, area code 904-613. You're on the air with our national chairman of Black Power Radio. Your question, your comment, Black Power. Area code 904-613. Your mic is open. Last chance. Question or comment? Okay, that's it, Brother Chairman. I cleared the line.
All right, black man. Well, there it is. Let me get off this phone, off this line. I'll call you back.
Okay, sir. All right, Black Power to black people, my brothers and my sisters. Thank you all for listening, for tuning in to another Power Pack presentation of Black Power Radio. Be sure to join us every single Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And we'll let you know also about our Wednesday show, 8 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Website is www.newblackpanther.com. Again, www.newblackpanther.com, dayofactionmovement.org. Get with us right away. Hit us in the email, nbpphq@yahoo.com. Black power to black people, all power to the people, and if black people are not free, ain't nobody free. Black power.